Reflection by Father Luis Sassano. Luke 2, 41 through 51. Mary's heart. Number 1, Jesus' parents. When I contemplate Mary's heart, an essential aspect of life comes to my mind, to be clear about the purpose of one's life. This implies that you must try to identify the reason why you wake up every morning. Choose something that is in line with your strengths, your passions, and the needs of the world. Be grateful for what you have. That's what will give you the meaning of your life. When we contemplate Jesus' parents, we see that it's Jesus himself who makes them passionate and gives meaning to their lives. Now, take some time to think. What is it that gives meaning to your life? Number 2, the caravan. It's a crowd that follows. Sure, there are things that are beyond your control. Recognize this. There are some things that escape you, that are impossible to anticipate, and that's okay. Let it go and focus your energy on what you can change. Following Mary's examples, put yourself in God's hand and abandon yourself in Him. Learn to recognize and accept that nothing in life is perfect, neither you nor others. Instead of striving for perfection, find joy in the imperfections that make life unique and beautiful. Number 3, she kept everything in her heart. Learn to work on all the aspects in Mary's heart: patience, resilience, and empathy. It's important to focus on your own progress rather than trying to measure yourself against others. You can grow on having a mature heart. You should never stop striving for excellence in everything you do. And mind you, excellence isn't perfection. It means expressing in all aspects of life your utmost commitment to trying your best in your thoughts, words, and actions. Bond your heart to Mary's. It's your life that describes your heart. Remember that something good is on the way. May God bless you and protect you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.